What is your God's name? Part 35. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's on plus 27 international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you're going to participate in a study, you are very, very welcome, hallelujah. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information up to this stage. It is also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of the other studies that we are busy with, as well as our TikTok messages, which is basically daily, except for weekends. Send this link to your friends and family, and it's very important to have at least a 1611 King James Bible pen and writing pad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the foreign groups, any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We're not part of the Jehovah Witness churches or the Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we don't belong to any denomination, organization, church, or affiliation in the world. We are instead only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. Hallelujah. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. The name above every other name. We are going to continue where we left off last week, and it's also important to watch my hands. When I does this brackets, it means it's something that I add to the scripture, which is not there to have it explained much better. The unchanging word. Now, if you have the handbook, which is the book, What is Your God's Name? It's an A5 book, quite thick, just on 500 pages, which is actually a must. Because I think that's the first thing the Christians would like to know. What is your God's name? The Muslims know their God. The Buddhists know their God. The Hindus know their gods. And the Christian church, the Protestant and the Charismatics, not a clue. God, Jesus, Yahweh, Jehovah, what? The unchanging words. It says that Yahushua said by the mouth of Yom Kihan, this John, blessed be Yahushua is coming, behold, he, in brackets, Yahushua, is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also pierced him. All the tribes of the earth will mourn because he, Yahushua, even so, Amen. Not Amen, Al. A-U-M-E-I-N. Amen. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord. Now Lord, L-O-R-D, Lord. Well, Yah or Yahushua, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty, which is Yahushua, according to Revelation 1, verse 7 and 8. Now, if you read that, you will find that it can't be the Father. Because the Father is not coming back to earth to Parousia, the bride. It is who? Yahushua. Who's coming to Parousia, draw up the bride. When you read the following scripture, you will come to the point of realizing how the other scriptures are being confirmed. I, Yahushua, am the first and the last. I am who lived and was dead, and behold, I live evermore. Now, it's not the Father, because Yahweh Almighty can't die. Behold, I was dead, And behold, I'm alive evermore. Amen. And I, Yahushua, have the keys of Hades and of death. According to Revelation 1 verse 17 and verse 18. Hallelujah. What a blessing to know that our Redeemer, our Savior, who saved us through His precious blood, is not dead. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. What a privilege. What a privilege not just to know Him as our, the title, our Savior or Redeemer, but know Him by the name above every other name, which is given in heaven and on earth, which is the name Yahushua. Now, we were taught and we understood and we believed for most of our lives. I believed it for 60 years of my life. I believed it. That Jesus was the Alpha and Omega, the only name above every other name. I would have died for the name Jesus. But I never knew the revelation word. Instead, when the message came to me, I didn't want to know anything about it. Pastor Rika, my wife, she took the words and she studied the restoration of the original Second Name Bible. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I said it was blasphemy. I quoted the scripture, even if an angel from heaven came with another gospel instead, which I brought you, let him be cursed. I cursed. Because I didn't want to know about the revelation names. For about 3 months, 4 months, until Yaffa one night, through the Ruach HaKodesh, revealed himself unto me. And from there on, up till today, it's 12, 13 years, studies, 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 studies. To make sure that we stand on the revelation truth. Hallelujah. And so the scripture confirms itself. The fact that he says that he's the Alpha and Omega and he was dead. And he was dead. And he's alive forevermore. Yahushua, the Almighty, see Revelation 1 verse 8. Speaks of himself as the one who was dead but is alive forevermore. Yahushua. He, Yahushua, paid this terrible price at Calvary in the flesh, whereby they offered him sour wine to drink. He, Yahushua, is the eternal Elohim himself, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13, verse 8. Now listen to this. My covenant I, Yahweh your Elohim, will not break, nor the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I, Yahweh your Elohim, have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to King David, according to Psalms 89, verse 34 and 35. Yahweh, through the word, is confirming the one scripture and the one statement and the one scripture and the one statement after each other. Since we started with the study 34 months ago, 33 months ago, I've just been giving you scriptures, word. And it's in your Bible. Let's read. Numbers 23:19. God, or in brackets, Yahweh, our Elohim, is not the man that he should lie, listen to this, nor a son of man that he should repent. He, has he, Yahweh, your Elohim, said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good? According to Numbers 23:19, he's not a man to say that he will do something and lie about it. I always said, and I've been teaching my students this since, well, from the first day that they walk into the class, I teach them that Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, is not a man, a human fleshly man, that he can or should lie. He's got nothing to prove to lie. He doesn't. Men, lots of time, has to lie to prove that he's a man. Yahweh hasn't got nothing to prove. Through Yahushua, excuse me, I've got a little hair in my eyebrow here. Through Yahushua on the cross on Calvary, Yahushua has exposed Satan. He's won every battle, even in death. In death, he won the battle. Arising from Hades. Hallelujah. Now, James 1 verse 17 says, he is the father of lights. Who? Yahweh El Elohim. Yahweh El Elohim. He's the father. The father of lights. Hallelujah. With whom there is no variation of shadow. Hallelujah. Or turning. He can't turn around on what he said and what he promised. To those who becomes bride or your fist and function in the revelation word, function in the scripture, function in the word, there's a promise of eternal life, everlasting life. But for those who are sinners and Gentiles that does not want to repent and be immersed in the name of Yahushua, there's also a promise. You will burn in eternal hell. Hell is eternal. If hell is not eternal, I want to tell you the opposite. Then heaven can't be eternal. Because the one's the left and the other one's the right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question is, would he have changed his name? Now I think what I'm going to do here, I'm going to read these two scriptures again. Because it's part of a question. It's part of a question. My covenant, I, Yahweh, your Elohim, will not break, nor the word has I gone out of my lips. Once I, Yahweh, your Elohim, have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. Now it's King David. According to Psalms 98, verse 34 and 35. Now the scripture starts, Numbers 23:19. God, or Yahweh El Elohim, is no man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he, Yahweh El Elohim, said, and he will not do it? Or has he spoken, will he not make it good? According to Numbers 23, verse 19. He is the father of light. And I just want to say, in him there is no darkness. He's the father of light. In whom there is no variation of shadow or turning. Turning meaning turning back on his word. According to James 1, 17. Now, the question is, would he have changed his name from Yahushua to Isis or Jesus? When he came into this world, the angel says to Miriam, Matthew 1:23, you must call his name Yahushua. Where did the angel got the instruction from? Because in Hebrew 1, when the Son was manifested, glorified, uplifted, promoted. Go read Hebrew 1. He says, in whom of the other angels have I said, you are my son, today I have forgotten thee? And he has given him a name above every other name. The Father says to this angel and to the other angels, I have given him a name above every other name. What was the name? Jesus. He would never have given him a Greek name. Never. Never. He's given him a name above every other name in heaven and on earth. He says to the other angels, and you must worship him. Why? Because of his name, which is linked to the Father, who is Yahweh. Yod in Hebrew for right to left. Yod, Aleph, Hay, Vav, Aleph, Hay, Shua. You must worship him, who is Yahweh Shua. Shua means Savior, Redeemer. He already had him in mind as the Savior and Redeemer of Israel and also of the Gentiles. So he says to the angels, and then he addresses him. Then Yahweh the Father in Hebrew 1 addresses the Son, which he just glorified with a glorified name. And he says, O Elohim, your Elohim. So he addressed the Son as a God. O God, your God. O God, he calls him a God, an Elohim. Your Elohim, the Father is also Elohim. Now what I want you to do is listen to the question here. After knowing that Yahweh cannot turn on his promises, we just learned it from two scriptures. He's not a man that he cannot should lie. The question is, would he have changed his name? That's Yahushua. The angel says to Miriam, you must call his name what? Jesus. Couldn't have said Jesus. That's 2,000 years ago. And there was no letter J in the Greek or even any of the Hebrew alphabets. It only came about in the 16th century, 1524 to be exactly. Then the letter J was created. Would he, Yahushua, who received a name above every other name in heaven and on earth, would he have changed his own name from Yahushua to Isis? I-S-O-E-S or I-S-I-S. There's two ways you can spell it. Isis. I-A-I-E-S-O-U-S. It's yours. Or Isis. I-S-I-S, which is the sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus. Would he have changed his name, the sun, from Yahushua to Isis or Jesus when he came into the world? Never, never, never. Would he, Yahushua, after thousands of years, negate and ignore their Hebrew language? Never. Never, never. Which in fact was and still his own language. And convert it to a Greek language. He was in the ancient Hebrew. Yahushua grew up in the ancient Hebrew. Not even in the Talmud Hebrew. The Talmud Hebrew originated from Babylon. 570 before Yahushua. When Nebuchadnezzar enslaved Israel. He even changed the names. He changed the languages. And because there was no temple worship, there were no priests, high priests, there was no offering for 70 years, the message was changed. The Torah message, there wasn't even a Torah for them to read. Because the Torah was in the Ark of the Covenant, which was hidden up till today. In 2024. So what would have happened? They spoke a word. They spoke the Torah. A spoken Torah. And as it was spoken from one man to another, from another man, by the time after 70 years, it was a total corrupted Torah. It was a Babylonian Torah called the Talmud. Because they ingrinded the Baal worshipping and the Baal names into the original Torah. They didn't have the original Torah. As the generation went along, it changed completely. I'm 72 years old, and since I had my mind, I can remember, And if I grew up in the church, in a Pentecostal church, and up till today, if I see how things have changed. When I was young, we believed in the gifts of the Ruach. The nine gifts of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. And he was functioning in the Spirit. Today there is nothing of the working of the Holy Spirit anymore. Why? Because Revelation 3, verse 20 says, he's standing, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you open, that's the church's doors he's knocking. Because most of the Pentecostal churches and the charismatic churches and the Protestant churches, they move the Holy Spirit out of the churches. There's all type of different things. Flags, they sway, swinging around and rolling in the Spirit and slaying in the Spirit and laughing in the Spirit and falling in the Spirit. All these Spirit things. All these things. Toronto blessing. That's actually not a Toronto blessing. It's Toronto cursing. Because those things replaced the working of the Holy Spirit. That happened about 40 years ago already. From there on. So, would he have changed his language to a Greek language? I'm talking about Yahshua. Never. That's why when he saw the Pharisees and Sadducees, he addressed them and he says to them, you are like, you look from the outside, you're like gravestones. Looking nice from the outside, but inside you're rotten. Full of dead bones and worms and stuff. Smell. Because they've got a nice show in the flesh, but there's no spirituality. He says, actually those very same Pharisees and Sadducees that numerous times wanted to stone Yahshua to death. And he addressed it then, why? In this manner. Why? Because they were hanging on to the Talmud Torah and not the original Torah. Would he, Yahshua, after thousands of years, negate the ignorant and ignore the Hebrew language, which in fact and still is his own language, and convert it to a Greek language, causing the writing of the so-called New Testament? Would he have done it? The name Jesus, God, Lord, Yahweh, Yahweh, would he have done that? Jehovah, would he have done that? No, it's all Greek names. It's all Babylonian names. He would have never have done that. Why? He was a full-blooded Hebrew son. Because he was born out of the tribe of Judah. The Bible says so. And the tribe of Judah, the emblem is the lion. The lion of Judah. He was the lion of Judah. Hallelujah. He was high priest and he was king. As Melchizedek was the king and the priest. Melchizedek was not even a high priest. But Yahshua became a high priest because he had no sin. A high priest in a different order as Levi and Moses and Aaron. Why? Because he had no sin. They all had to offer. All the high priests, before they could offer for the sins of the nation, Israel, they first had to offer for their own sins. Atone for their own sins. He didn't need atonement. He was also the lamb that was slaughtered. Isaiah 53, go read Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. He was slaughtered for my sins and your sins. Hallelujah. After the Messiah, Yahshua, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten Nine version, finally was born in Bethlehem, praising with songs by angel choirs and worshipping by shepherds. A peculiar second went to place. An angel announced so-called new Greek name, Isis, later Jesus. You think that would have happened? That the angels out of heaven that was present when the Son was glorified and given the name Yahashua would now address the world as Son is born. Think about your Christmas song. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Never was, there was no J 2,000 years ago. How could it be Jesus? Or even Isis, as the Catholics called him for 1,500 years. They changed his name from Yahashua to Isis. And then, in the 16th century, they changed Isis to Jesus. The very same sun god. It is highly unlikely, in fact, impossible, for the Almighty to change his medium of communication from Hebrew to Greek, whereby also substituting from Hebrew to Greek, and hereby also substituting the eternal name Yahshua or Yahashua with the Greek name Isis, Jesus, meaning Emmanuel, El, Yaffa, Yah, Yahashua, with us. Is it true? No, not in 1,000 years would he have ever changed that name, the name above every other name, to any Greek name. The crux of all the truth from Genesis to Revelation was, and still is, the accepted final one, Yahashua, who has come as our Redeemer and will return as the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's going to return as the King of Kings. Not Jesus or Isis or Isios or what you want to call him. Yahashua. Yot Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei Shua. Yahashua. I came in the name of my Father, you accept me not. Came in the name of my Father, he accepted him not. If another came in his name of his Father, was it Jesus? Or somebody says, Yahweshua, Yahweshua, where in the world have you ever heard of that, Yahweshua? You see, the Father's name comes from a tetragrammaton, which is a four-letter word. Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei. Vav is a V, not a W. Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei, four words. Call that tetragrammaton. You can't pronounce it. And you can take any letter in the alphabet and add it to that four letters. Any Hebrew alphabet. Any letter in between. You can't get a name from that. But the moment you took the two alephs, the A's, Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Aleph, Hei. How many words is, letters is there? Six. You needed the A. And you needed the A. Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav. Aleph, Hei. The Aleph is what? It's the first letter. It's like the A in English. Like the R in Afrikaans. And German and English. It's always the A is the first letter of the alphabet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you put that two A's in, you have the name of Yaffa, which only the high priest once a year could utter when he put the blood on the wings of the cherubs, offering atonement unto the nation of Israel. And Yaffa would descend in a cloud of smoke, and he will fill the temple. He will fill the temple. Why will he change his name ever? His name is Yaffa. And when he promoted his son, when he uplifted his son, he made sure he gave him a name that's equal to his name. But he gave him a bit of a better title than that. He called him Shua. Yafa Shua. Her father's name, Shua. That's why he could say, I think it's John 46 verse 5. He said, I came in the name of my father. And you accept me not. The name far above every other name. According to the following scripture, we will find that the son of Yahweh El Elohim and he the father received a name above every other name in heaven. The son of Yahweh received a name above every other name in heaven. Now, this is where we will stop. Now, we're going to study a lot of scriptures as from next week. We already did study a lot of scriptures. We give you a lot of homework. You see, I'm not just giving you all the scriptures just to take up time. It's for you to go and study so that you can be fully convinced by the Ruach HaKodesh about the revelation truth. Now time has caught up with us. Till next week. If Yahweh will and he spares us in life, we will study about the name above every other name. The name Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.